Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Daniel Gorfine is here. We're glad he's joining us. He's VP of External Affairs and Associate General Counsel at On Deck. He's also an adjunct fellow at the Milken Institute, professional faculty at Johns Hopkins University School of Business, and on and on. He's our new friend. We're going to get him to talk to us about some of the things you and I need to know to get smarter as we're developing our capitalization strategy. Daniel Gorfine, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Daniel, as my audience knows, I've spent 18 and a half years trying to help small business owners raise their level of understanding of all the elements of a capitalization strategy. And certainly borrowing money for a small business is the foundational element of capital, outside capital especially. And so I was very much interested when I heard about the fact that on your company, On Deck, the company you represent, On Deck and others, which we'll identify in a little bit, have created an organization, a foundation association, I should say, called the Innovative Lending Platform Association. And as I'm noticing the purpose, just real quickly, to promote common disclosure of verbiage and standardization. I love the way you're doing way you say that because small business owners need help with that. Talk to us about this new association.
Yeah, great. No, so we're really excited about the launch of the Innovative Lending Platform Association. This is basically the coming together of three of the largest online small business lenders in the country. And the main purpose of the association is to advance online small business lending education, advocacy, and best practices. What you just mentioned is our first priority is to tackle an initiative that we're calling the Smart Box. The Smart Box stands for straightforward metrics around rate and total cost, and the idea is to create a model loan disclosure that permits a small business to fully assess and compare a broad range of different types of credit offerings. You know, our view is that there are a lot of responsible lenders in the market, and there's a lot of good products that can fit different business needs and use cases. But the one area we thought we could lead would be in creating a little bit more standardization and use common verbiage around how you disclose various aspects of those credit offerings to a small business so they can fully compare those products.
Well, this is very much needed and very important, and so my hat's off to you for doing this. You know, Daniel, when I started out in the marketplace, we borrowed money from banks, and if you went to two banks with your proposal, you know, the big deal was, you know, who can get it to me the quickest, and what's the best rate, and what are the best terms? Basically three things, right? Can I get the money? How long is it going to take? What are the terms, and what are the rates? And that wasn't, you know, even a newbie could figure that out. Things have gotten a little more complicated with regular banking in the last few years, especially since in the last decade. But now that we're talking about lending, borrowing money online, a lot of online lending, like your company and others, the other members of your association, there are a lot more factors to consider, right? There are a lot more things to pay attention to, just because of the nature of the way you associate with your customers.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And, I mean, that's one of the exciting things about some of the innovations that you're seeing take place is that there are now, probably more than any time before, there's a broader set and range of different types of capital and credit offerings available to a small business, ranging from relatively short-term products to longer-term products. You've got line of credit products. Certainly for my company On Deck, we kind of do that full spectrum where we offer shorter-term, longer-term, and lines of credit. And, you know, these are all appropriate for the right fit, for the right use case.
Does your association help people, as you, and you know very well that there are, that just as there have been, you know, in the traditional marketplace, there are also people online who are abusive with their rates, with their terms, and they're almost predators on people who are desperate. Are you guys helping to not so much, you know, blow the horn on those folks, but just to help educate people on what to look for, what to pay attention to, what is considered a good banking relationship, a good lending relationship?
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, we believe very much in offering kind of fair, transparent, and responsible credit products to small businesses. And at the end of the day, the best way you can do that is when you create this kind of standardization around how you talk about your credit offering. It does enable that kind of important comparison of different options that are available. And I'll say, you know, from the perspective of OnDeck, we spend a lot of time with customer education. So we do that in a few different ways. One is we partner with the SCORE Foundation in order to refer small businesses to SCORE mentors who can help provide guidance to small businesses that are looking to navigate various aspects of running a business, whether that's raising capital or other aspects of operations. We also have a credit education platform called businessloans.com where we provide a range of different articles and posts to help small businesses navigate the existing landscape. And we think that's very important because at the end of the day, you know, we win when our customers win, and making sure they fully understand the different options available to them and can make the right informed decision is the best outcome for everybody.
Right, right. Absolutely. And so good for you on that. That's something that's very much needed because it really concerns me. One of the things that concerns me, Daniel, about the availability of money online, the lending, borrowing money online, are the different people that you know, and the rates that are being charged, and you have small business owners who get in desperate situations, and they'll take something that actually is going to make them worse than they were when they started, and so I'm really excited. I've been wondering how long it was going to take for you guys to, you know, for your industry to pull this together, but the Innovative Lending Platform Association, you want to give us a website?
Yes, innovativelending.org.
Innovativelending.org, yeah, folks.
.org.
You can go there and get educated on this. And OnDeck and Cabbage, and who else is part of this?
It's OnDeck, Cabbage, and Can Capital, the three largest online small business lenders.
So check it out, folks. We're going to come right back with Daniel Gorfein and talk some more about this industry and how is it helping small business owners. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.